Okay, we're live. Hi, guys. How is everybody doing? So today I have a very special guest with me. A lot of people don't know that I'm from Ukraine, and the singer that we have today, she's one of the most talented, most unique people, and most such a sweet girl. So please welcome Julia Rachuk.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you for having this with me.
You know, this is kind of cool because I've watched The Voice when I was little. Obviously, you were also little, yeah. but my parents used to say, oh my gosh, this girl has such a nice voice. She's in Voice. Because we always talk about if you don't know, Ukraine, we have The Voice of Ukraine.
Yeah.
And so basically, me and my parents would sit down, we would watch it, and we're like, yeah, Frankivsk, yeah, from the city. So that was so cool. Yeah. And it's crazy how I get to meet you and you get to be here. It's awesome, honestly. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me here. Honestly, I think every Ukrainian family has that tradition of watching The Voice.
It's such a
huge thing. Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. For our audience, could you please tell us about yourself, like your hobbies, what do you do?
So my name is Julia, as she has already mentioned. I find myself a very artistic person, nothing too unique, I think. I do a lot of music, very keen on film as well. I think just art generally has been a very great part of my life since I can remember, honestly. So could you
please tell us, like, when did you understand that, you know what, like, I want to be a singer, I want to pursue that heart? Because as we all know, singing, acting, all the artists, you know, like, creativity, it's really hard to... Because you need the funds, you need to make the music, right? How is that in Ukraine? Because I know in Ukraine it's very tough. You don't know a lot of people. You need a lot of connections. Yeah. What made you start? Like, could you please tell us from the beginning, when did you realize that?
I think when you are an artist at soul, you just kind of know it. It's not... I feel like there's things that happen and you just kind of like see it and you're like, oh... I can do this. I really like this. But I feel like I was very, very young when I discovered that. I've always had this desire to perform and entertain people and sing. And like, I had this little like step stool in the kitchen that I always used to jump on and like do a show and sing for my family and stuff. So I think it's been a very long time since the first moment that I felt like, okay, I want to do this. But then I think around the age I was 10, I decided to actually do it more professionally. I think I had the voice and the hearing, but it was not connected at all. So I would sing off key, I would do everything, but I had it, I had the passion, so everyone was like, oh, you should do it. And then eventually I think I grew up and, you know, it started being more coordinated and I started taking classes. Now about Ukraine, I think the voice gave me some kind of jumpstart, because when you are on such a big show, which is like one of the biggest singing shows in Ukraine, you meet a lot of people. It's a great network of different producers and artists and musicians and other singers. So that definitely gave me like a push. So, and I just used everything I had at that moment to kind of jumpstart the career as well.
So how was the process onto getting onto Voice? Like, because I know it's very tough, they take auditions.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like some auditions, for me, like, I've applied for many things, like talent shows and stuff like that. I feel like nobody sees them. Like, what do you think? Like, did you just submit an audition? Like, did your parents help you submit an audition? Like, what happened? Like, when you found out that they're taking you on the show, how did you feel? What was your emotions?
It was honestly the least expected thing. I did not plan it. It was very spontaneous how this whole thing happened. I knew that they were doing a casting for the Voice auditions. It wasn't as serious. It wasn't like my goal, like, yes, I want to get there. I was already doing music and I was already performing a lot around Ukraine and Europe, and I was participating in lots of festivals and competitions and concerts. So it wasn't like, hey, I want to do this, another competition, right? So it was not something I planned or expected, but then it happened. And it was actually so quick. Like, I know that they have like 40,000 of people applying for this, and yeah, it's insane to get to get there, to even audition, like, and be actually filmed before they start actually filming the show. So honestly, I'm just like, my four-leaf clover, my lucky charm.
So also, not only you got to be on the show, you got to be a semifinal or a finalist.
Yeah, semifinalist, yeah.
How was that? That is crazy. Do you guys do any trainings? What like team were you on?
Yeah. Oh, we have this amazing artist, Monetic, in Ukraine. He's very popular. So it was his first time being as a coach on The Voice. So I was... Actually, I got to be the last person who got to the show, and after that, the blind auditions were done. Oh. So they had, I don't remember how many. I think they had 18 people in each team, and there was three teams. So how much is that? 56?
Guys, I failed math, so I wouldn't know.
I don't remember anymore.
Do the math, guys. Do the math.
Yeah. So around 50. Everyone was already there. They already. Like, everyone pushed the button, the teams were full, and he had one last spot and over 40 people auditioning.
Wow.
So,
I got that one. Well, I think
it was so nerve-wracking, honestly. There were so many people, and we were all in this tiny room, and everyone knows it's one last chance, and like, anyone can go up right now and he can push that button and that's it, and we're done.
Nobody gets
no so we wouldn't even be able to sing, even go on stage or say a word. Yeah, so
that's crazy. I think
I was ripping my hair out at some point. It was so stressful.
How do you cope with that nervous, like, obviously
I don't.
You just went on.
I just feel it. I think it's just
because as a singer, you need to control your voice, you have to be in focus. Yeah. I feel like if anybody was on that stage, would be like, and the voice.
Honestly, I feel like in that moment, I just said to myself, okay, you've been here for 6 hours. This is how many people went on stage, performed, and they didn't get that chance. So if you go up and you screw this up, it's on you. This was my exact like thought process. So I went up and I think on the video you can even see, like, I was so, everyone was asking me, Julie, why do you look so mad? I was like, I'm not mad, honestly. I was just so stressed. And I was like, okay, this is your chance. You take it or leave it. That's it.
Can you please tell us what song you sang? And can you please sing us a little demonstration? Can you show us a little demonstration of the song? Let's go back in time, okay. You know?
I sang Sam Smith, I'm Not the Only One. Yeah, it was not a song for a 14-year-old at that time, but it was. I love Sam Smith. I think he's great. So.
That, you know, it's a hard song. Like, cause yeah. It's. Can you please sing it to us?
That okay.
Would be
okay.
You can do it.
You and me when we fell for better half of us. I can't believe it's over now, but it's true, no, it hurts. You say I'm crazy, cause you don't think I know what you've done. But when you call me baby, I know I'm not the only one.
Wow. Everybody applaud. This, I'm telling you guys, like, I'm just so sad that people don't get to see artists like this because they actually know how to perform, how to control their voice. They have this stage performance. I am so...
Did you see my stage performance?
No, listen, like, if I was about to perform, it would be...
Listen, I used to be so confident. I did it so many times. I was on stage, like, 3 times a week. And think, after coming to Canada, I've had such a long break.
So, that's my other question. Can you please tell us, how did that change? What...
Yeah.
Because I know... Well, for the audience, you came to Canada... You went to a college to study for acting.
Yeah.
Why acting? What was your next step? Like, Can you please tell us how it was?
People always ask me, like, okay, Julie, are you an actress or a singer? And for me, it's like, why can't I be both? Like, we are so many things. Everyone is so many things. You're not just this one person, this one job that you have, or, like, you know?
Creative people are very, like, dancers.
And just anyone. Like, a mom is also a wife and a cook and a home taker. Like, you know, it's so many things. So why can't I be both? And I think it goes so hand in hand. Like, if I were to get an acting role and, like, but it's a musical, right? And I can actually sing, it's like a win-win. And then the other way around, I think acting has actually helped me so much to get in touch with actual emotions. So anytime that I sing now, it's not just like, hey, like, I can sing pretty. No, I feel it. I know what I'm talking about, and I try to connect with my personal life.
Can you agree with me on this? Because a lot of people think singing and acting is just singing because you have a beautiful voice, or acting because you know the words, but it's not true. It's how you connect with the music. How do you connect with the role that you have, right? So a lot of people don't know that, but that's really good that you tried something new for yourself, because anyway, if you want to write music, you want to connect, now you know how to connect because acting has helped you out. Have you tried dancing?
No, but everyone thinks that I'm a triple threat for some reason. That's because I dance all the time, and I'm not a dancer. Like, I just feel the music. I feel because I'm a musician. Like, I feel the rhythm, the music, and I just let my body move. And this is one rule that I have. Like, dance like no one's watching. Obviously, don't, like, go up on the table at any moment. But, but you know, like, I just want to let it be. Like, just be free, you know? Just be you.
So how long have you been in Canada since you came to Canada?
4 years now.
4 years, wow.
That's a long time.
What has changed? Do you see any difficulties, finding yourself as an artist here, like, performing and doing anything? Like, can you please tell us, like, obviously you finished the college, like, after, like, is it tough for you to be as an artist? Mm-hmm. Is it tough to just, it's a little, personal, but can you please tell us, like?
I've definitely come across a lot of challenges. Nothing super specific. I think when you are leaving, like, your home country, let's say,
and you've left a lot of connections.
Yeah, I think that was the hardest part, because I left at a peak moment in my career, and I had a lot of people wanting to collaborate with me, and they were just waiting until I'm an adult, so, like, to sign any, like, contracts and all of that, right? So. And I had to say no to every single one. And it was like life was testing me, you know? I had all of these, like, offers from all of these production labels and producers. And I'm like, no, I'm going to Canada.
Why? So what made you, like, think Canada is the one? Do you regret it coming here?
I don't regret it. I don't think I really regret anything, like, in life, the decisions that I've made. Because otherwise, I wouldn't be here, right? So I think it was just a hard decision to make, because it's like you have everything, right? At that moment, I could have just stayed and I could have said yes to any of the opportunity, and probably I would have been
big,
really good and big right now. But I was 16 and all of that was happening, right? So for me, it was like, okay, well, if I'm 16 and I can do this in this country right now, this is like the volume of what I can achieve, why don't I try somewhere else, which is like someplace else where I can find more opportunities, right?
Mm-hmm. So you thought Canada would be like this?
I mean, it's North America, so I think I started realizing I really like R&B soul, and North America, US, Canada is where it's at, right? So I don't think people in Ukraine understand my style as much. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting. I think, you know, during this war, I think a lot of artists came out.
Yeah.
You know, started to really test their jazz.
Yeah.
Latino style. Like,
yeah.
Like, it's so cool that Ukraine gets to be so versatile with
music.
And my other question is, are you focusing on, for, as a singer, are you focusing on, like, American, as to become, like, American singer, or do you want to still write songs for Ukraine and then produce them and, you know?
That's a good question. You know, my whole life, while I was in Ukraine, I've only performed English songs, like English language songs. So, I mean, when they asked me to do Ukrainian, it was like, okay, like, what should I sing? Because it was so, like, limited, you know? It was like everything that I liked was so, like, little. I couldn't have been singing the same song over and over again, like, because there was so little that I actually liked and enjoyed singing, that I always just ended up singing something in English, which was also an issue because it was like, okay, well, like, you are here, like, and I think a part of, like, the voice too, like, they, when you are performing in The Voice Ukraine, they want to hear you sing in Ukrainian too, and all of the songs I had was English. Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah, and now right now when I'm here, I wrote a song in Ukrainian, so
yes.
it's well, funny.
Hopefully when you, you know, release it, everybody will hear, the Ukrainian Thank audience, you. The American. So my last question for you, what do we expect from you in 2024? What do you have in pockets? what you got? Because I've noticed that you've been performing, you started to perform in Ukrainian communities.
Yeah.
Finally,
4 years later.
Yeah. So yeah. Like what can we expect from you? New songs, something, you know?
This is a very good question. I don't know what to expect from myself. I did not think this is going to turn out like my... Okay, I don't want to say my last year, but technically, while I'm still on my work permit, this is my last year left in Canada, unless I end up getting my residency, hopefully. So I did not expect this to happen at all. And now this final year, it's like Canada's like trying to show me, okay, Julia, I think you should stay. Here's all of the things you can do, right? So right now I'm just trying to use as much as I can just to try to, I think, build. And I think, okay, these 4 years I've been focused on many other things other than art, apart from school, like that was acting, and just working so much that I've made a lot of excuses not to do it, or... Mm-hmm. It's been a lot of difficulties and challenges, and I feel like I've been mad at myself for a long time for procrastinating, and
especially
only right now
by yourself,
yeah,
without family or anybody.
And I think just a couple months ago I was like, okay, you shouldn't be mad. Instead of being mad, just start doing something right now. So right now, this like this these last 2 months, it's been a lot of happening that I'm just hoping and expecting this to continue and use this whatever time I have left as much as I can to do, make, and create as much art as I possibly can. Yeah.
Well, we can't wait. We will be waiting for your music.
Thank you.
Everybody follow Julieta Chuk.
Yes,
and I mean, thank you so much for being
thank
on
you.
This interview.
Thank you so
this
much.
Is so awesome. So I want to say, guys, is don't give up. You know, everybody has... their path, and yeah, so like what I hope that you know, from her story you guys can understand that you know, as an artist it's not easy, but you gotta keep going, like she's not giving up, so thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We can't wait. Okay, we'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace. Awesome.